have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Into terrific Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information. One of the things I want to remind you is that the deadline is coming up real quick here on the headcount needed for this Saturday's event. Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast and this year U.S. Senate Shoot Vote. Been talking about it. A lot of people are buying tickets. Going to be 84 degrees, sunny, blue skies, gentle 5 to 10 mile an hour winds from the south, southwest on Saturday in Central Lake. Going to be absolutely gorgeous. God has answered our prayers. Getting some rain today. Going to make the grass nice and green everywhere. Going to rain all day. It's going to be a soaker over here in Antrim County anyway. Friday, about 79, 80 degrees. Friday, Saturday, in the 80s. Absolutely gorgeous weather. We're excited. We're so thankful. Thank you, God, for answering our prayers. Text me, Pig. I'll text you the flyer and the website, acconservatives.org. You still can get your tickets. Adults are $30. Teenagers are $15. The kids 12 and under are free. Going to be picking up the pork shoulders tomorrow, delivering them over to Ian Murphy at the Iron Pig. Really excited. He's going to be smoking our pork this year with his cherry wood, bringing it over on Saturday. We are going to have a great event. We're excited. Please text me, Pig. Love to see you guys. Now, one announcement I do have to make. I had listed Pat Kolbeck on the website as being one of our speakers. Unfortunately, he will not be able to attend on Saturday, so I apologize. He said something came up. He can't make it, so we removed him from the website. He will not be speaking at the event. Other great speakers lined up, though. We're excited. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell will be visiting us here in Antrim County. We will be talking with her and other candidates that show up. State Representative Neil Friske is going to try to make it in the afternoon after the Venetian Festival parade on Saturday morning. He said he would try to make it to our event Saturday afternoon. So again, just text me PIG. I'll text you the flyer, the link to the website, acconservatives.org. Click on the donate button. $30 adults, $15 for teenagers, 12 and under are free. Talked with Brett Gooding yesterday. He's going to have 22s available, handguns, and a rifle for young people to shoot. We're going to teach them firearm safety and have them shoot a 22. So we're excited. Great event. Want you guys to be there. One of the things that we did as a community is we recruited candidates to run against the incumbent county commissioners. We have a race for sheriff. We have a race for county clerk. We've got all kinds of things happening here in our county. It's happening in other counties as well. We're going to talk about running for office. We're going to talk about things that need to be done in the last couple weeks here of the election, what you can do to help your candidate that you like, the one that you support the most, get involved in their campaign. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Our Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as Treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as Trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming Township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, Treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as Trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Is from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Poxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
I'm Janice Dillahay, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Dillahay, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Dillahay.
Concrete.
back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number one. Greatly appreciate you guys texting into the show, being part of it. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. One of the things I think that's happening is the running for office. A lot of candidates on the show, lots of interviews, lots of discussions, people asking for donations to their campaigns. This is the process. This is the process that needs to happen. We talk about Michigan news, Michigan politics. We get you guys involved in your local county parties. People run for precinct delegates. We recruit candidates to run. Many of you have done so. A lot of our listeners have already filed, running their campaigns. It's coming down to the end. We greatly appreciate you guys doing it. 2 weeks from today, August 6th, is Election Day. Absentee ballots have already been mailed out. Some have been returned already. This Saturday, during our Fun Shoot Pig Roast, 9 days of early voting starts. It runs from this Saturday, July 27th, through Sunday, August 4th. Very, very interesting. The process over the next 2 weeks. Do you realize that some people don't even know who's running? They don't even know who's on the ballot. Out knocking on doors, talking to people, introducing Vicky to them, running for county clerk. Had no idea, never heard of her. Even though we have 500 yard signs all over the county, we have over 100 4x4s all over the county. Bright fluorescent yellow with big black font, Bishop Victoria. Antrim County Clerk, restore election integrity in Antrim County. Paid for by, disclaimer, signs everywhere, but they've never heard of her. Okay. Well, I'm here to tell you about it. This is the race I've been focused on, helping others put out signs as well. Josh Saul for Congress, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Local candidates. Signs are out there. But door knocking is the most important thing that can be done for any campaign. If you're out knocking doors, if we're out knocking on doors, it's very simple to do. You don't even have to have literature with you. Business cards are ideal, but at least talk to the people. Mention a name. Now, you can go to the website and print out information about them. If you want to do that, at least hand them something. That would be great. But just talk to people. Talk to people that you work with. Talk to people that you go to church with. Talk to your waitress at the restaurant or waiter. When you're checking out at the grocery store, talk to the people standing in line. Others will hear you. In the next aisle over, cashiers are actually the absolutely one of the best sources of getting the information out. If you inform them, they can tell people that go through the line if they're asked. Now, why is this important to knock on doors, talk to people, share the information? Because you cannot reach every single person with a radio ad or a TV ad or a mailer even in their mailbox. One-on-one direct communication is the best. Let's start off with the president. That's in November. We don't even have to talk about the president when knocking on doors. People may ask just to find out whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. Next level, U.S. Senate. We're down to three candidates, folks. Everybody has dropped out except for Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, Justin Amash, and Mike Rogers. Rogers thinks he's got this all locked up. Well, we'll wait and see. Now, up here in our listening area, the 1st Congressional District, primary Josh Saul challenger, putting in the effort, working the events, talking to the veterans group. Now, I find it very interesting. One of our listeners has taken it upon himself as a veteran to reach out to veteran associations in Sheboygan and Emmett County. They didn't want to do anything political. Well, it's not political. It's informing the public, informing the veterans. They have choices. Now, is it maybe perhaps they're loyal to the current congressman, Jack Bergman? We don't know. But begrudgingly, they agreed to host an event, but they're not going to host it until after the August 6th primary. Whoever wins the primary, well, then they're willing to host the Republican nominee and the Democrat nominee. This individual and I had a conversation yesterday, and I said, why can't we do it on August 1st, before the primary on August 6th? That would be a good day. A week from this Thursday, talk to the veterans. Nope, we're not going to be able to pull it off that quick. But I find it very interesting. The two Democrats, Dr. Bob Lorenzer and Callie Barr, are willing to come, as is Josh Saul. Who's the one candidate that won't come to a veterans group to host the forum? Current Congressman Jack Bergman. Will not attend any type of debate or candidate forum before the August 6th primary. Knock on doors and tell people that. We held a debate over in Gaylord. He didn't show up. Now we've got a veterans group willing to do it. He's not willing to come. People need to know this. You have to be a storyteller. Whatever candidate it is that you're most excited about, maybe it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for Senate, Josh Saul for Congress, maybe it's your state representative race. Whatever race excites you the most is the one you need to volunteer for here the last 2 weeks of the campaign. One of the things we're looking for is the possibilities of how this race running for August 6th for all these different various campaigns, how it's going to be affected here in the last 2 weeks. Mailers are coming in the mailbox. Got a handful of them yesterday. One of the things you have to understand, direct communication, one-on-one is the best, but the candidates can't be everywhere, especially if it's a large area they're running for. If it's local township races, those doors are easy to knock on. It's where you live. You have your list. You know who the Republicans are. You know who the Democrats are. It's easy to knock on doors. But what you have to do is you've got to decide, is there somebody out there that you're willing to support? Are you willing to make phone calls? Maybe you're willing to put up signs. Whatever it is, get involved, people. Now, one of the things I think is very interesting is how all of a sudden we're seeing signs pop up in certain people's yards. For example, here in Antrim County, known Democrat households. They have a Biden sign up. or we know for a fact they've supported Democrat candidates in the past. Some Republican signs are showing up in those Democrat yards. How much is the crossover vote going to affect the Republican primary in your particular area, in your particular race? I took a picture of one. It was really interesting. I took a picture of one, and the fact that this is happening in our county, I've been told it's happening in other counties as well. Just the way the game is played, folks. Just the way the game is played. If these races are one-on-one and the Democrats cross over and a few Republicans vote for the liberal candidate, well, that candidate may win. But if the Republicans turn out en masse for the real Republican, it may be close, but they'll prevail. One thing that's in our favor this year, it's a presidential election. November turnout's going to be huge. But that doesn't matter if we don't have the right candidates on the ballot from the August 6th primary. 2 weeks from today, folks, is going to be huge. Absolutely huge. The one thing you have to understand, the one thing that you have to understand is that this is all about turnout on August 6th. Normally, primaries, very low turnout compared to the November general elections. Well, this August, we can't allow that to happen. Our people need to get out. Got a text message right now. I've got a couple of candidates I'm considering. Can I do both? Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things you have to understand, the process is district. U.S. Senate covers the entire state. Congressional district is first. Most of us listening on the radio live in the first congressional district. Next up is your state house, state representatives. Who's your current state rep now? What district do you live in? Well, Ken Borton's your state rep. You're in the 105th. Cam Cavett's your state rep. He's in the 106th. Neil Friske's in the 107th. State Senate races have nothing to do with August 6th. They're not running this year. We're dealing with U.S. Senate, Congress, state reps, and then your local county commissioners. So you have to analyze, look at where you live, who is your current elected official, and respond accordingly. And absolutely, you can definitely do multiple campaigns at the door. Act like basically you're providing information to people. Simply here to inform you about the upcoming election on August 6th. Are you registered to vote? Well, these are the candidates we're supporting. Knock on the doors, tell them who you're supporting. Ask them if they have any questions. Engage, folks. That's all I'm saying. We'll get to the rest of your text messages. Bottom of the hour of the break, we'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at WellConnectSaves.com.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, the personal health information of up to 56,953 Michigan Medicine patients may have been exposed in cyber attacks that occurred on May 23rd and May 29th, that from the hospital system. Michigan Medicine employee email accounts were compromised, and some emails and attachments contained a